We are joined by Jeff O'Brien, attorney Jeff O'Brien from Chestnut Cambrone. Jeff, let's launch right into this. I saw the story yesterday, and you and I had a text about it, and it involves the Mayo Clinic and the $2 billion, roughly $2 billion, that we're going to give to the state for infrastructure. And when you give money like that, you want certain things to happen or not happen. They may be pulling the money off the table if legislation goes through that the Mayo Clinic does not like, because it involves nurses, and obviously it involves rights to nurses that the Mayo Clinic is not crazy about giving. And I think it shows a little bit of how the other side works. When you give big money, you expect to have some control. And I'm a little torn on this. I'm not crazy about this, you know, this legislature and some of the things they've done, but you'd like to think that money can come with no strings attached, but apparently there are strings attached.
Yeah, well, you know, the Mayo Clinic is one of the most famous businesses in Minnesota and one of the largest businesses in Minnesota. So it's usually a good idea to keep them happy, especially with the amount of money that they've invested back into this state in growing their facility.
Yep.
But what this, it seems to be the breaking point has been this Keeping Nurses at the Bedside Act. And what it does is it requires that all hospitals create committees so that direct care workers and nurses can weigh in on staffing workloads on a hospital by hospital basis. And those plans would be subject to review by the Department of Health, and they'd grade them for compliance. So it's taking a lot of autonomy away from hospitals, putting it in the hands of workers and the state. And so the Mayo Clinic doesn't like that. And they said, well, you know, we're going to have to look at maybe investing, you know, or, you know, expanding elsewhere, investing elsewhere if you're going to pass stuff like this. And I think I'm glad they spoke up, because someone has to. I mean, you're going to have this session, Bob, has all been about doing anything possible so that anybody productive is looking elsewhere to reside, because they've got a surplus and they're raising taxes. It's not enough for them. They've already spent
$10 billion over the surplus when you look at what they're pushing through, right? So
right.
There's no surplus. It doesn't exist anymore.
Right. And now they're pushing this paid family and medical leave, and they're going to increase payroll taxes by 0.7%. And this state rep out of, who actually is in Rochester, which is like Mayo's district, Andy Smith, he's a first term Democrat rep, has been basically lecturing the legislature about how much he knows about, you know, small business. And I gave paid family and medical leave to my employees and it was great and blah, blah, blah. Well, turns out he's filing bankruptcy because his business failed.
Well, maybe you can't. Maybe he shouldn't have been doing that because it was too expensive.
You think? Yeah. And now he's doubling down, you know, going after the Mayo Clinic. I'm like, that's not going to work out well for you, dude. It just highlights, Bob, the hubris that this legislature, this trifecta has. Their attitude has been, we're going to do whatever we want, damn the torpedoes, and if you don't like it, move someplace else.
And people are. And you're absolutely right, it's a problem. And you know what? What's amazing to me, Jeff, is, you know, it started several years ago, $15 minimum wage, right? And now 15 is not enough. And the reason it's not enough, perhaps, is because when you pay workers more money, and I'm not against people pay, I like getting paid, but when you pay workers, you know, more, then prices go up and people pay more. And suddenly that 15 bucks is like you were making 10 bucks. So 15 isn't enough. So you're forced to go to 20, things will go up again. There really is no end to it, because it is a cycle. No company is going to willingly lose money. And that's why you see, I hate them. I absolutely hate them. And I don't go into McDonald's a lot, but when I travel, you know, you go, there's these kiosks. And, you know, there's some of them, there's no people. I mean, some of them are going to complete kiosk and no people where you order, because you can't have like a special order. And it's going to be happening in other fast food restaurants. And I think I think McDonald's is working on a restaurant where you don't even need people, maybe one person, to hit the right buttons. So that's what they're, everything is becoming automated because they said, okay, we're not going to lose profits. We're just going to get rid of employees. And I don't know if this is related to it, but over the weekend or the last week, there have been some massive layoffs going on, including in Minnesota. So some of it is, again, there's a bottom line for these companies, and they want to make sure they make it.
There absolutely is. And, you know, for some small businesses, Bob, like the type that I represent, you know, they just can't withstand this either. And they'll just relocate to other states. I joke about it. Like, why do you think I'm licensed in every surrounding state to Minnesota? It's because I can follow my clients when they escape. Because it's happening. Nobody wants to be here anymore because it's just such a this legislature all seemingly is all about rewarding society's losers rather than society's winners. And that's unfortunate the state is becoming that way.
All right. So let me ask you this as a public service announcement to maybe some small companies who would consider moving. What state is I would guess it's South Dakota, but what state is the most small business friendly?
It all depends on the nature of the business too. I mean, if you're I represent a lot of breweries and distilleries. If you're one of them, Wisconsin has the best laws on the books for a manufacturer, right? More so than say South Dakota or Iowa or North Dakota. Obviously, you know, Iowa and South Dakota have a little better, you know, tax structure than some of the other states. So it really does all depend, but there are mechanisms, you know, legal mechanisms to not only, you know, change your residence to another state, but also you can actually take your business entity that you've formed here in Minnesota and we can relocate it to another state. There's a way to do that now, you know, and make it seamless. And, you know, and I have clients that have taken me up on it.
Well, I mean, if it's me and first of all, I'm going warm, so I'm not going to stay in this tundra, which South Dakota is too. However, if you want to have a business and keep it in this general area, I know it might be more friendly in Wisconsin, but because there's no property taxes, there's no state income tax, I'm looking at South Dakota first.
South Dakota is very attractive right now. Iowa is too. You've got a purple state to our east, you got a red state to our south, and you got two red states to the west. People are going there.
Well, like I said, I got friends in Iowa. I was in Iowa on Friday. I like Iowa. I mean, I'm not one of these people. They make the jokes about all the people in Iowa, but it's not a bad. And you go to the southern part of Iowa, and it's the temperature is a lot different than it is up here. No
yes,
question about that. So I got no problem with Iowa. I got no problem. Well, South Dakota. I've driven through South Dakota and North Dakota. There's not a lot there, you know, for long stretches. But if you like the open country, maybe that's what you do want to get to. I don't know. It's something to think about. I prefer that we had places like Texas and Florida. Now, how many states have no state income tax? South Dakota, Texas, Florida. Is Tennessee that as well? Because a lot of people wind up going to Tennessee.
Yeah, I was going to mention Tennessee. I'm not certain of that, but yes, the most popular destinations, you're talking about southern destinations that I see Minnesotans going to have been, you know, predictably Florida and Texas. And some still Arizona, but Tennessee is becoming more and more popular as a relocation state.
Now, sadly, but we all can dream. My wife will never let us move from Minnesota because, you know, the whole horse thing and friends and family and blah, blah, blah. But I've always tried to figure out, and New Mexico seems to be is there a state that gets no hurricanes, no tornadoes, no, you know, bad, no weather issues, no earthquakes? Is New Mexico that state, or is Arizona? Does Arizona get twisters? Oklahoma's horrible for it. I know that.
I don't think Arizona doesn't get twisters. Arizona has that you know the high
you know,
temperatures.
I could deal with the dry heat. I'm okay with that.
Yeah,
that doesn't bother me. I just don't want to have to worry about battening down the hatches. Like because we're pretty much we're moving into tornado season up here in Minnesota. Which is miserable. It's another thing we have to worry about. There's so much to deal with and worry about. But, Jeff,